There are plenty of things around the holidays that are quite honestly hard to handle. Going to your spouse's office Christmas party, hard to handle. Finding a new spot to hide your kids' Christmas presents, a spot that they won't find so they don't know it's under the tree before it's even under the tree, hard to handle. Last Saturday night, Riley Funk, hard to handle. Scored another breakaway goal, this one a game winner. Back into the offensive zone, bottom of the left circle, a backhander whistles wide. Beavers will steal. Rancliffe fires it ahead to Funk. Funk coming in all alone with a shot. He scores! Riley Funk on a breakaway goes high to the stick side, and the Beavers have a lead. It's 2-1.
St. Thomas pouring on all the pressure, and the Beavers turn it the other way quickly. Funk gets behind the defense, and he is good at breakaways. That's two in a row for him.
His head coach, Tom Cerutori.
I thought he was a stud tonight. He's hard to handle. He's 6'3". He's got good speed. No, he's hard to handle. And, it was just I'm really proud of the guys.
Last Saturday was the first game that Bemidji State won, where they didn't score the game's first goal. No scoring in the first, only goal in the second. The Tommies, Casey Leyland. Beavers, though, started the third on a 5-on-3. They got one on the 5-on-3 to make it one apiece.
Pass, misfired. Back right to Eric Martin, bottom of the left circle. With 1 second left on the 5-on-3, the Beavers tie it up. The Beavers will stay on the Otter Tail power play.
Finally, we're able to get the play they wanted after they missed the play in the slot, and a nice cross-ice pass, one-timer by Martin.
Riley Funk would add that breakaway goal about midway through the third. Bemidji State taking 5 out of 6 against the Tommies from St. Thomas. The Beavers last week were hard to handle. North Dakota head coach Brad Berry knows that his team will be in for it this weekend. He knows what to expect from BSU.
Year after year, they're very competitive. When we play these games, there's not a lot of time and space, and they have players that can make plays. And
Beaver coach Tom Cerutori knows what to expect from North Dakota.
Don't know a lot about them, but I don't think you need to know a lot about them. They're the same team year in and year out. They just got an abundance of talent. They skate well. They compete hard. You know what you're going to get.
Two teams that'll be hard to handle this weekend. Our opening faceoff next here on the Beaver Radio Network.